在座的哪位学生相信有神？
There was a few moments of silence, and at last one student stood up.
那开始大家都很沉默，最后呢，有一个学生站起来了。
And perhaps that emboldened the others, because then a second student stood up, and then a third.
那这可能让其他的学生比较勇敢了，现在有两个人、三个人站起来。
Maybe five or six.
也许五六个。
And the professor waited until no more stood up.
那这个教授等到没有再多的学生站起来。
And then he started yelling at them, "Get out of my class! I don't want any people here who believe in God. This is a science class. There's no room for religion."
那他开始对这些学生大叫，他说：“离开我的教室，我这上的是科学课，和宗教没有关系。”
Now that seems appalling, but sadly, the attitude is common.
这听起来很令人吃惊，但是这种态度却是屡处可见。
The secular community wants people to believe that science and Christianity cannot go together.
不信神的人希望大家都相信圣经和科学是不能手并手。
They cannot coexist.
他们不可能兼容。
They want very much for people to believe that the Bible is a book of superstition, of myth, and that it is incompatible with science.
那不信神的人，他们认为圣经只是一本迷信的书。充满了神话和圣经是背道和科学是背道而驰的。
And they're very effective at this.
而且这些人现在做的这些工作还很有成效。
Could you imagine being in the position of those young people in that class?
那想一想，如果在座的哪位是当时在这个教授的课堂中的一位学生？
How difficult it must be to stand there and have this professor challenging, denying, and mocking your beliefs in front of everyone.
那有多大的力量你才可以站起来可以面对这个教授对你的信仰的诋毁对你的嘲笑
And especially if you're thinking inside, these guys are scientists, they're the experts, what if they're right?
特别如果你的心里面想的是哦，这些是科学家他如果他们是正确的会怎么样呢
Is it any surprise then?That anywhere from 70 to 90% of professing Christian young people abandon the faith within 6 months of starting university.
那当我们大家看到这样数据的时候，数据显示有70%-90%的年轻人在他们进入大学6个月以内，他们就会离开他们的基督徒的信仰。这样的现实，你觉得会不会令你吃惊呢？
70 to 90% in 6 months.
70%-90% 的学生在6个月之内就离开了他们的信仰。
They're made to feel that they have to make a choice between science and the Bible.
那他们认为他们一定要做一个选择，在圣经和科学之间做一个选择。
Because they're not compatible.
因为圣经和科学他们听到不兼容。
Science is fact and the Bible is faith.
科学是事实，圣经只是信仰。
It's not as reliable as science.
那信仰当然没有像科学那样的可以令人相信了。
And so if the claims of science and the Bible disagree, whether it's about origins, about miracles, about the resurrection, then the reasonable person will go with science.
所以这样的宣称说科学和圣经不兼容，当他们考虑我们的起源的问题，圣经中所讲的神迹，关于耶稣基督的复活。那好像是一个讲道理的人都会跟着科学走，而不是跟着圣经走。
And the most common clashing point is on origins.
那最大的一个争议是关于我们的起源问题。
Did we come about by creation, as the Bible teaches, or by evolution, as scientists claim?
那圣经中所讲的神创世的起源是正确的呢，还是说科学讲的？进化论的起源是正确的。
Were we made by God in His image, or did we descend from apes, who in turn descended from simpler creatures that came out of a primordial cell?
那我们确确实实是以神的形象造的呢，还是从猿猴演化而来的？而这些猿猴又是从单细胞的生物演化而来的
？Get ready to be mocked and insulted if you go with creation.
那如果你宣称你相信进化论，那一定要准备好会被人耻笑，会被人攻击。
As media star, Oxford professor, and best-selling author Richard Dawkins puts it, It is absolutely safe to say that if you meet somebody who claims not to believe in evolution, that person is ignorant, stupid, or insane, or wicked, but I'd rather not consider that.
就像牛津大学的知名教授，他也是一个畅销书的作者 Richard Dawkins， 他曾经讲到，我很可以很安全地说，如果你遇到任何人说他不相信进化论，那个人一定是非常无知、愚蠢，或者甚至是疯了。那我不想认为他们是疯了。
Who wants to be thought of as ignorant, stupid, or insane?
那在座的哪位希望被一个科学家认为是愚蠢的、无知的，或者是疯狂的呢？
We are told that the church has opposed science in the past and made a fool of herself, like with Galileo.
而且我们听说啊，教会的历史在历史上都是反科学的，而且看起来被众人看起来很可笑。例如伽利略的例子。
So influential are these claims that even many Christian leaders are surrendering.
那这些宣称如此的有影响，甚至于在我们基督教的群体中的一些领袖，基督教的领袖都被说服了。
They are giving up on what God clearly says in the Bible, and instead are twisting it to make it fit what they believe science shows.
那他们开始放弃圣经中的宣称，开始更改圣经，可以符合所谓的科学。
So while the Bible teaches that God made the earth and all life in it in six 24-hour days, the mainstream scientists say that the earth and all life evolved via very slow processes across billions of years.
那圣经中讲神是用六天，六个24小时的日子来创造整个的世界和世界上的万物。可是进化论讲的我们世界万物是通过亿万年的漫长的过程演化而成的。
And throughout the church, we have pastors and scholars telling us that we can accept this and discard what the Bible says.
那一些教会的领袖，甚至于牧师，也告诉会众，我们可以接受进化论的说法，不用看圣经中的说法。
Is it any wonder that so many young people are abandoning the faith?
那看到这样的种种，我们还会觉得很震惊吗？如此多的年轻人，当他们进入大学的时候，会放弃他们的基督徒的信仰。
But is this carefully cultivated picture true?
但是我们所看到的这个画面是不是真实的？
Is it fair?
是不是公正的？
Are science and the Bible really incompatible?
圣经和科学是不是不可以兼容？
To answer that, we must consider this. What is science?
那要回答这个问题，我们先要看看科学到底是什么。
Most people don't really know.
很多人并不知道。
Fundamentally,Science is knowledge that is accumulated by means of controlled and repeated experimentation, observation, and deduction.
那从根本上来讲，科学是以一种控制的、重复的实验、观察和推理来积累知识的过程。
This is what we call the scientific method.
这就是我们所讲的科学方式。
And no doubt it has led to many wonderful and amazing things.
那毋庸置疑的科学使我们有很多精彩的发现和发明。
We have knowledge about healthcare and sanitation, food processing, advances in agriculture and nutrition.
我们在我们的医疗和卫生方面有很大的进展，我们从食物加工，从营养学，从农业进展，从我们的医药卫生都是受益于科学的发展。
Of medical advances so that life is longer and healthier and more comfortable than at any other time in the last 4,000 years.
那过去的四千年来，我们的科学一直进步，我们的医疗也在发展，所以我们现在的生命可以更长，我们可以生活质量更高，我们可以生活得更舒适。
Science has harnessed artificial sources of power, the steam engine, the internal combustion engine, nuclear power, electricity.
那因为有科学的这个发达呢，我们可以享受人为的人工的能量，包括蒸汽机、内燃机、原子能、电能。
It has given us labor-saving devices and new forms of entertainment.
那我们也有了很多省工省能的设施，我们有了很精彩的娱乐方式。
New building materials, metal alloys, plastic.
那我们有了新型的建筑材料，比如合金材料，比如塑料。
Science has put man on the moon, eradicated smallpox, and made TV possible.
科学可以使人登上月球，它也灭除了天花，也让我们看到了电视。
With all of these benefits, it is no surprise that science is winning the battle for hearts.
那因为科学所带来的种种好处，那毋庸置疑的，人们都是非常崇尚科学。
But here's a surprise, folks.
但是让你吃惊的是，
There is no science without Christianity.
如果没有基督教，也就没有科学。
Not only is science compatible with Christianity, it is based on Christianity.
科学不但是和圣经兼容的，科学也是以基督教为基础的。
It is a unique phenomenon of the Christian world. No other society, no non-Christian society has ever produced science.
这是一个非常独特的现象，在基督教为底线的社会里，产生了大量的伟大的科学家，这是其他的社会形式都无法比及的。
Yes, most of them produce some technology, some produce some mathematics.
那很多的社会它有一些先进的技术，它有数学的发展。
But only the Christian society showed a real interest in deriving the theoretical basis for the things.
但是只有基督教为底线的社会，才有真真实实它有兴趣去研究一下世界运行的理论基础。
Only the Christian societies made an organized investigation of the natural world to understand how it works and find 10,000 useful applications for it.
那基督教为底线的社会，他们探索自然世界的法则，也把他们所学的应用到千千万万的设备中。
Why is this? Why did only Christian society produce the scientific revolution?
那为什么基督教的社会会推动了科学的革命呢？
The three general reasons.
有三个原因。
Number one is that, as the Bible tells us, God is the creator of the universe.
那圣经告诉我们，神是我们宇宙的创始人、主宰。
And that he reveals himself in his creation.
神以他所造之物显示出的他的神性。
We saw that in our readings this morning, Psalm 19, 1-4, and Romans 1, 19-20.
那今天早晨我们所读的经文，诗篇19:1-4和罗马书1:19-20都显示了这一点。
Nature reveals his handiwork.
自然显示出神所做的工。
The Lord may be known by the things that are made.
你如果看到自然中所造之物，就可以看到神。
And he did it in an ordered fashion.
而且它是非常有序的。
And that means that the world and nature are worth studying because we can learn about God through it.
这就是说明我们所在的这个自然环境和世界是值得我们学习的，因为这个整个世界都向我们展示了神。
If you contrast that with, for example, the Hindu society, which believes that all apparent reality is just an illusion anyway, why bother studying it?
但其他的宗教，比如印度教，认为我们这个整个现实世界都只是一种幻觉。如果它只是幻觉，为什么我们还要花力气去学习它呢？
The ancient Greeks had an interest in the world, but they believed it was just an inferior copy of ultimate reality.
在古希腊人，他们也是有一些对周围世界学习的兴趣，但是他们认为这个世界只是一个真实的世界的拷贝。
So instead of troubling with physical reality, they simply made thought experiments of how things should be.
所以他们不是做科学类的实验，他们只是做他们的思维上的实验。
Greek science actually was seriously flawed and set back scientific development by thousands of years.
所以古希腊当时的科学定律是有很多的问题，它使我们整个科学史都后退了2000年。
The second reason is that the Bible teaches that there's a linear history going all the way from creation to the second coming and the new earth.
那圣经它讲述的我们世界这个历史呢，是一个线性的，从创世开始到主再来。
That means there's a possibility of progress and improvement as we move forward through time.
所以我们在时间中移动的过程中，我们就可以有机会来发展和创新。
In contrast, there are other cultures that had a cyclical view of history. Things just keep going in circles.
但有一些文化，他们认为历史是循环性的，它不停的循环。
The ancient Mayans, for example.
那古玛雅人是，相信这样的。
Everything just keeps repeating.
所有的事情不断的重复，在历史中不断的重复。
And so they're very conservative, and their focus was just on maintaining the status quo, not discovering new things.
所以他们对世界的认识是非常保守的，他们只是愿意满足现状，不是发现有新的事物。
And the third reason is that with the coming of the Reformation, the Christian church came to see that all honest work was honoring to God.
那第三点是当时基督教的这个新教革命使得人认识到我们所做的所有的工都是荣耀神的。
Before that, only theology mattered.
在那之前好像只有神学才是最重要的。
Priests were important, farmers weren't.
牧师神学人士是非常重要的，但是像耕种的人农民是不重要的。
But with the Reformation, the strict separation between academics and craftsmen was removed.
所以这个新教的革命呢，就使得在学术和手工工业界之间的这个分水岭被去除了。
And to engage in a study of the natural world to figure out how it works was seen as a valid and good thing.
那现在你要学习我们的自然世界，了解它的法则，被看成是有必要的，有益处的。
Now theoretical ideas had to be tested in the real world to see if they work.
现在你如果有一个假设，有一个想法，必须要把这个想法放到自然世界、真实的世界中去检验。
And Newtonian physics eventually supplanted the ancient Greek physics.
所以牛顿的这种应用物理学，它就代替了亚里士多德的这种只是思维理性物理学。
So.The Christian, at least the biblical worldview, was essential starting point for science.
所以我们看到以圣经为起点的基督教的世界观是对我们科学有非常大的推动作用。
And not only that,
不仅如此,
most of the great scientists in history were in fact Bible-believing Christians.
那大部分历史上伟大的科学家其实都是笃信圣经的基督徒。
Isaac Newton.
那比如说我们知道的艾萨克·牛顿。
Perhaps the greatest scientist ever who discovered the laws of universal gravitation and invented calculus.
那他大概是我们知道的最伟大的科学家，他发现了重力法则，他也发明了微积分。
He was a Bible-believing Christian who was trying to figure out God's handiwork in the universe.
他是相信圣经的基督徒，他想通过对世界的了解和研究来发现神的神性。
So many people know he was the greatest scientist ever.
很多人知道他是最伟大的科学家。
How many know that he actually wrote more books on biblical commentary than he did on science?
那我们在座的有多少人知道他对圣经阐述圣经的著述比他对科学的著述要多得多？
There's Johannes Kepler, the discoverer of the laws of planetary motion.
那约翰纳斯开普勒他发现了行星运行的法则。
Robert Boyle, the founder of modern chemistry, discoverer of Boyle's gas law.
罗伯特·波伊尔他是现代化学之父，他发现了波伊尔的气体定律。
Antoine van Leeuwenhoek, who made the best microscopes of his day and was the first to discover bacteria existed.
那这个卢万霍克他是一个生物学家，他发明了显微镜，他也发现了细菌的存在。
Michael Faraday, the researcher in electricity, showed that all forms of electricity were the same, who invented the concept of field and the laws of electrolysis.
那麦克法拉蒂他是学习电学的，他发现任何形式的电所做的功都是等值的，他发明了电场的这个说法，然后他也有一个法拉第定律，也有法拉第单位。
All of them Bible-believing Christians who believed God made the world in six 24-hour days.
那所有的这些大科学家都是信圣经的基督徒，他们相信神是用六天24小时的日子造了世界。
James Joule, who discovered the mechanical equivalence of heat and work and formulated Joule's law.
那詹姆士焦耳他发现了热功等值，他也建立了焦耳定律。
This is how he explained science.
那他是如此解释科学的。
Said after the knowledge of and obedience to the will of God, the next aim must be to know something of his attributes of wisdom, power, and goodness as evidenced by his handiwork.
当我了解并且愿意顺服神的旨意的时候，我的下一个目标就是要了解神的心思意念，他的大能和他的良善，这一切都是从他手中所做的功显明出来。
It is evident that an acquaintance with natural laws means no less than an acquaintance with the mind of God therein expressed.
显而易见的，当你了解自然的法则的时候，你也就更加了解从自然法则中显示出来神的心怀意念。
James Clerk Maxwell, the father of modern physics, who postulated the theory of electromagnetic waves.
詹姆士·麦克斯韦，他是现代物理学的奠基人，他有假设的电磁波的定律。
He wrote, "Teach us to study the work of thy hands, that we may subdue the earth to our use and strengthen our reason for thy service."
那他的电磁波的定律也是我们，相对论和量子定律的基础。他学习的动力是他对神说，像在神为在向神祷告。他说：“神啊，可以让我们来学习你手所做的工。”这样我们可以更有效地掌管和利用我们的地球，这样子可以更好地侍奉您。
Bible-believing Christians, all of them.
所有的这些科学家都是信圣经的基督徒。
So this is an insurmountable problem for those who say science and the Bible are incompatible.
那看到这样的事实，那些认为圣经和科学不兼容的人怎么来解释呢？
Newton didn't find them incompatible.
那牛顿没有认为圣经和科学不兼容。
Kepler didn't find them incompatible.
开普勒没有认为圣经和科学不兼容。
How can you claim that you can't believe the Bible and be a good scientist when giants of science like Boyle, Faraday, Joule, and Maxwell all believed in the Bible?
那我们当看到这些科学伟人都是，相信圣经的时候，怎么可以说如果你信圣经就不可能成为一个好的科学家？
In fact, the footprints of Bible-believing Christians are all over the history of science.
事实上，在整个科学史上，有非常多的基督徒科学家的足迹。
Those who want to argue they're incompatible can only desperately try to bury these footprints.
那些认为圣经和科学不兼容的人，只能很绝望的要埋掉这些足迹。
So where is the actual conflict?
那真正的征战到底在哪里呢？冲突在哪里？
It is between the Bible and a twisted philosophy called scientific naturalism.
那其实是圣经和这个伪科学，也就是科学自然主义之间的冲突。
Science, by definition, can only study ongoing natural processes.
那科学以它的定义来讲，它只能研究一直在进行的自然现象。
Scientific naturalism says, therefore, only these things are true and trustworthy.
那科学自然主义认为只有这样的现象才是真实的，才可以令人相信。
They say that the facts that we derive by our five senses are superior to the facts God reveals in His Word.
那我们的五种感官可以感觉到的事实是比神在圣经中是超越了神在圣经中所显示出来的事实。
But this goes far beyond the limits of what science can and does say.
但科学自然主义它所讲的这个范畴已经超越了科学的范畴。
This attitude is not scientific at all.
那它这种态度也是不科学的。
It's a sinful attitude we read of in Romans chapter 1.
那这是神在罗马书一章中向我们显示的一种戴罪的态度。
Excuse me. We're told that God is evident in His creation, but we suppress that knowledge and make the creature, the natural world, our center and focus rather than the Creator.
那这里面讲到，虽然他们知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念本为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
The real fight then is not between the Bible and science.
所以真正的征战并不是圣经和科学之间的征战。
It is between those who believe in God and those who, as Psalm 14:1 says, the fool who has said in his heart, there is no God.
那是信神的人和像在诗篇十四章一节中神所提到的愚顽的人说心中没有神的人之间的征战。
These people who use science as an excuse to get rid of God are not objective and they're not going where the evidence leads.
那这些用科学作为借口要抵触神的人并没有在看科学 所提供的这些证据。
On the contrary, the more evidence that comes to light debunking the theory of evolution, the more desperately they try to suppress it.
那相反的，现在有越来越多的证据指出进化论的问题，那这些人却要绝望的去抵御这些证据。
And the more outlandish their attempts to explain it become.
那他们的各种各样的解释也变得非常出格了。
Sometimes they literally desperately bury footprints.
有时候他们甚至于真真实实的去想要埋掉这些足迹。
As in the case of the Latoli footprints.
那我们知道在历史上有一个例子 Latoli 的脚印。
This was a trail of footprints that were discovered in Tanzania in 1976.
那1976年在坦桑尼亚，科学家发现了一组脚印的化石。
Scientists found that they're as old as our supposed distant ape-like ancestors, the Australopithecus.
那因为这个在这个岩层发现化石的这个岩层呢，科学家给它定了年限，认为，在那个时代呢，是我们的先祖，进化论讲的先祖，南方古猿生活的时代。
The problem is they were completely modern human footprints.
但这个问题是他所发现的这个化石足印呢，和我们现在的现代人的足印是完完全全一样的。
How could we have evolved from Australopithecus to Homo habilis and all these creatures if we were there already at the same time as Australopithecus?
那如果进化论所讲的是真实的，那从南方古猿演化到我们几十万年之间的时间，怎么可能当时南方古猿的脚和我们现代人的脚是长得一样的呢？
Guess what the evolutionary scientist said?
那你知不知道那个进化论的科学家是如何解释这个现象的？
The Australopithecus feet evolved first. He had feet just like ours, but the rest of him was an ape.
他说这个南方古猿他的脚是先进化的，比较先进，他的脚进化成现代人的脚了，但身体其他部分还是保持猿的这个状况。
That was their story, and they were sticking to it.
那他这是他们的说法。
Okay, look completely modern human, and this is what they told us. The Australopithecus looks like an ape, but his feet just like yours or mine.
Yeah, so it's because this 脚印是和现代人一样。他说这虽然他们是处于猿的状态，但他们的脚进化成非常现代了。
And that was the story until 1995, when scientists finally found actual foot bones of Australopithecus.
1995年，科学家他们竟然发现了南方古猿。它存在的这个脚骨的化石。
He didn't have feet like ours. He had feet like a chimpanzee with an opposable big toe.
他发现他的这个脚呢和我们现代人脚完全不一样，它是像猩猩的脚。
Pretty significant. Hey, there's my letter in the Toronto Star explaining that it proves we're correct.
当时 Pastor Torres 给Toronto Star newspaper 写了一个article， 他写到就是说他认为这是支持我们创造论的，不是进化论的。
So the evolutionary scientists were out of excuse. What do you do at this point?
那现在这些支持进化论的科学家怎么解释这个现象呢？
They literally buried the footprints.
因为他们没有办法解释这个冲突，他们就把这块化石当时发现的又埋回到土里去了。
They went back, they covered it with dirt so people couldn't study anymore, and they just said, it was Australopithecus.
把这个埋到土里之后，这样就没有人可以再去研究它了。他们说这个就是南方古猿的足迹。
Now, they know that's impossible, but they still say it to keep their theory.
他们认为这是不可能被解释的，他们的理论并不通不过，但是他们就这样做了才可以继续他们的这个理论。
You understand why Romans says they suppress the truth. It's not that they don't know it. They don't want to know it.
那就是在罗马书中神向我们说的，他们不愿意接受事实，不是他们不知道，是他们不愿意接受。
Folks, real science and the Bible are not enemies.
所以大家要了解，真正的科学和圣经不是互相抵触的。
Real science will always agree with the Bible.
那真正的科学是支持圣经的。
Heinrich Helmholtz discovered the first law of thermodynamics in 1847, a law that proves there is a God.
那1847年，这个 Heinrich Helmholtz 的这个科学家他发现了热力学第一定律，这个定律也就向我们证明有一个神。
Rudolf Clausius in 1850 discovered the second law of thermodynamics, which proves that the Big Bang and chemical evolution are impossible.
那1850年另一个科学家 Rudolf 他发现了热力学第二定律，也就是这个熵值的定律，向我们证明化学的这个进化和大爆炸是不可能的，从科学角度讲是不可能的。
Louis Pasteur discovered the law of biogenesis in 1864, which proves that atheistic evolution is impossible.
那1864年，这个生物学家巴斯德他发现了生物学上生命起源的第一定律，就也就是生命只能从生命来，所以进化，生物的进化是不可能的。
Life only comes from life. It never can come from non-living matter.
生命只能从生命中来，它不可能从无生命的物质中产生出来。
So that story of little chemicals coming together in a pond and turning into a cell and bing, coming to life?
所以进化论给我们讲的就在一个池塘里面，这些不同的物质它们撞击在一起，它们产生了生命，是反科学的。
It's scientifically impossible.
也是在科学上根本站不住脚的。
Science is with the Bible on this one.
那科学是支持我们圣经的说法的。Mm-hmm.
In the end, real science will always agree with the Bible.
所以如果真正的科学家，他会支持圣经的说法。
Because science is about discovering how the world works.
那科学是关于如何我们研究我们世界是如何运行的。
And the Bible is written by the one who put the world together and made it work.
那圣经是由这个造物主把世界创造放在一起运行的人。
That's what we saw in Psalm 19. It starts with God, the world that he made, showing forth his truth and his glory.
所以在诗篇十九节中，我们看到诸天述说神的荣耀，苍穹传扬他的手段。
And then it moves on to his revealed word, the Bible, which is perfect, sure, right, pure, true, and righteous.
所以这我们也向我们展示了圣经中的话是完美的、真实的，也是公正的，是良善的。
Does they make wise the simple?
我们研读圣经可以使简单的人变得有智慧。
Here is where true knowledge is found.
这是我们哪里可以找到真正的知识。
And so science and the Bible are not enemies.
所以我们看到科学和圣经不是为敌的。
The false philosophy of scientific naturalism, science falsely so-called, is the enemy.
科学自然主义，也就是伪科学，才是圣经的敌人。
I leave you with the words of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 20 to 21, borrowing a word from the old King James Version. O Timothy, guard that which is committed to your trust, avoiding the profane and idle babblings and contradictions of what is falsely called science.
那我们要思想一下神在提摩太前书六章二十到二十一节所给我们的启示。提摩太啊，你要保守所托付你的，躲避世俗的虚谈和那敌真道似是而非的学问。已经人自称有着学问，就偏离了真道。
By professing it, some have strayed concerning the faith.
有人自称有着学问，就偏离了真道。
Almost 2,000 years ago, the Bible was already warning us about what we are seeing happen today.
那我们看2,000年前，圣经已经向我们发出警告，我们今天的这种现象。
Take this seriously, folks.
我们要认真地对待神的话语。
Teach this to your children so that neither they nor you will be in that 70% to 90%.
那我们要真真实实地把这个真道传给我们的孩子，他们就不会成为那70%, 90%的年轻人。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are good and true.
天父，感谢您是如此美好的，如此真实的。
That you have given us the Bible whereby we may know you.
您给我们您的话语，这样我们就可以了解您。
That we know that every part of it is true and we can trust it.
我们知道圣经中每一个部分都是正确的，我们可以相信它。
We pray, Lord, to strengthen our faith that we will not be misled by science falsely so-called.
我们求您可以坚持我们的信仰，这样我们就不会被伪科学误导。
Or by any other false teaching.
或者被其他的一些以您的名来的，但是不是从您来的想法。
In Jesus' name we ask these and pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.